Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking for a slice of truth here at 833-287-1037. Not like we always encourage you to lie.
No, but...
it's a lot easier to call us up and let us know a great thing that you did. We want to know, and again, being serious here, 833-287-1037. Tell us of how you're guilty of not helping somebody. Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning.
Now,
I'm interested to see where this is going to go.
Well, we all kind of got quiet for a second in the studio because nobody wants to look at Tanya with judgy eyes. But Tanya's judging herself.
Tanya told us this story yesterday, and this is how we came up with this topic, because we're all guilty of it if we think about it.
Oh, yeah. At one point or another.
You could have had this person out.
Yeah.
But you didn't. For whatever reason, and you could have very valid reasons.
Sure.
You didn't. And then later you thought, I could have done that.
Oh, I should have done that.
I thought about it all night.
Okay. Did you really?
So what did you do? You heartless, heartless woman.
Well, 833-287-1037,
by the way. Again, share how you're guilty of not helping someone.
So I was going to my doctor's appointment, and I was running a little late. Like, I was a minute before I should have been there. And really, you're supposed to be there, like, 15 minutes before to get prepped or whatever.
Tanya's in the early stages of her third trimester. She's got a lot going on, a lot in her mind. First child.
Yeah. Right?
And just how about life? You're very hectic. You're very fast-paced.
Yeah.
And that's how you, that's your mindset right now.
Drove up to my parking spot, opened my door, put the money in the meter, and as I looked back, I saw under the car next to me, well, not under, but almost under it, was a cell phone.
All right.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that sucks. Someone, whoever was in that car, their phone just dropped on the floor.
Sure. Probably in their lap as they got out of their car.
You know?
It plopped. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
They didn't see it fall down off their car. Yes.
And I thought, oh, I would hate to be that person. What do I do? Do I pick it up? Or do I leave it there just in case they retrace their steps and they come back and there it is?
Sure.
Miracle, you know?
Imagine their relief. They come back thinking their phone's gone and boom, there it is, as opposed to the horrifying thought of, oh my God, where did it go? Because it's not there, because you picked it up.
So I decided to leave it there and gently tap it a little bit under the car just so that no other strangers could see the phone. And hope that they would come back to their phone. And then I walked away.
But wouldn't that mean the person who lost the phone wouldn't be able to see it either?
Well, I would assume that they would look under their car. I don't know.
Sure, if you were going to go back to your car, you probably
would. Look everywhere,
right?
So your kicking it was your way of protecting it from someone who was up to no good?
Exactly.
Right. My first thought
is... Exactly, because I was downtown, and you never know. It gets a little sketchy down
there. My first thought is that when they back out, they're going to run it over. And now it's broken.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I kept thinking about it. Asked my husband, what should I have done? He said, you should have picked it up. I'm sure they would have
called.
What
would you have done with
phone.
It then? Oh, okay. So I picked it up with you, taken it with you, and then assumed that they would have called
from
that
another phone
and say, hey, do you have my phone?
Yes. Then we meet up.
I forgot.
They get their phone.
Was it an iPhone or a Droid?
It was an iPhone.
Okay. Do you need to unlock something to answer a phone on an iPhone? Do you have to unlock it first?
No.
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 Oh, okay. So that would have worked.
Yeah. But I decided not to.
And why do you think you decided that?
Well, at first I thought because in my head they'll retrace their steps, but I've been thinking about it and I really think I just did not want to deal with the pressure of holding someone's iPhone and trying to get a hold of them.
And that's honest because you got enough.
I feel
and listen,
horrible.
I know you're right. It's not a great thing to say, but it's honest. You got a lot going on. You frankly had no time to deal with somebody else's issue.
You had a lot. Yeah, you had a big appointment. I totally understand.
I
totally understand.
Listen, we're not putting you up for a medal right now, okay?
Well.
We're not telling you what a saint you are, but you're being honest here. And it's something that happens to everybody. And it's a lot easier to call up and tell us the great things you did.
Sure.
But Tanya was brave enough to share. Yep. I've got it. Believe me, you better believe I've got a good one to share, too. 833-287-1037. Let's see if you can share. Tell us how you're guilty of not helping someone.
And maybe you'll feel better after doing it.
Sure.
You know?
It doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
It makes you busy, unless you really are a bad person. Yeah. Then we'll call you a bad person. But probably absolve you like we've tried to do, Tanya. And we're all guilty of it in some aspect.
It's horrible.
Mine, no, by the way, yours is better compared to mine. Mine's horrible. I should be thrown in jail.
Oh.
Oh, good Lord.
Maybe. More, karma jail.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn's in Point Loma. All right, Carolyn, you got some guts. Good for you. Tell us, last time, yeah, you could have helped this person, but for whatever reason, you didn't.
Well, I was downtown, and there was a bunch of tourists. I don't know. There seemed to be some kind of convention or something.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get to my dinner. I didn't want to deal with people. And these tourists came up to me and asked me for directions somewhere. And I just looked at them and I lied. I said I wasn't from San Diego either and walked away.
Oh,
I've done that before.
I don't think you're the only one who's done that.
I've done that during election season when you're walking out of the store and you get solicited for something. And I say, oh, sorry, I don't live here, bro. And they're all good. It's actually a pretty good answer if you want to get out of that kind of thing.
It's totally true. You could help somebody, but, you know.
Right, we're not shaming you. We thank you for being honest. And we know you did something to make up for that guilt later.
Sure.
Good. Thank you. Try to give you the...
Right.
833-287-1037. I'm guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% guilty. I live in Carlsbad. I was driving home. Traffic was a crazy mess on the 5. For no reason, by the way. Just because. I had to go to the bathroom. It was hot. I was PO'd about something anyway. I had construction workers at my place for like the 8th year in a row, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bag full of groceries, my backpack, and my water bottle. I'm trying to make my way down to my apartment through construction, through yada, yada, yada. And there are two workers there who just want to go home. And they ask me if I've got cables because their truck needs a jump.
Mm-hmm.
In the trunk of my car, buried under a ton of things, are cables.
Somewhere in there.
I could have said yes and dropped everything and probably peed my pants and helped them because I did have cables. Instead, I chose to lie and say I didn't. I'm sorry. And ran downstairs and barely made it to the bathroom. Got my stuff unpacked. I was so guilt-ridden.
Mm-hmm.
I paced in my apartment for like a half hour.
Yeah.
And I finally went back upstairs. And thank God they were gone.
Okay.
Because I wasn't going to get the cable. Oh, you know what? I just remembered.
Yes.
Lying again to cover up the lie.
Right.
I felt horrible about it. And guess what happened to me? Nothing went right the rest of the day, by the way.
Sure.
Nothing went right the rest of the day. That was karma kicking me back. I lied. I could have helped those guys out on a day where they all wanted to do was go home to their families.
Yep.
I still feel bad about saying it right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another brave soul, Sabrina in Hillcrest.
Sabrina, tell us about the time you could have helped somebody, but you didn't.
I work in a doctor's office, so a lot of my patients are senior citizens and use walkers and canes.
Oh, no.
And we very rarely get up out of our seats and drop work to help them open the door.
Right.
And so we just watch them struggle open the door.
Oh. Now, let me ask you this, Sabrina. Is that a work guideline? Like, they don't want you to do so? Or are you encouraged to go ahead and help somebody? I can see them saying, listen, you got a job to do here. You can't be getting up every 3 seconds and helping somebody, even though you want to. You can take that out if you want to. I'm giving you the out.
Right. So, I mean, we just have patients that want to be independent. So either they get mad at us or they do want our help, but you can't tell.
And then you just got to watch. You can help, but you don't. Oof, that's tough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.